We have a moment, just a moment, for a found recipe. The main ingredient not found in a grocery store, but on your lawn. We're talking about weeds. Pretty weeds. Dandelions.
Where other people see weeds, I see dinner.
That's Irish chef Darina Allen, founder of the Ballymaloe Cookery School, advocate of organic farming, lover of weeds.
Dandelion, I think everybody knows that dandelion leaves, of course, are edible. They can be very bitter unless you cover them and blanch them. But the flowers, people don't seem to realise, are edible. And they're those lovely yellow flowers which many people, you know, curse at in their lawns or in their gardens. Just pick those and you can make dandelion flower fritters.
They're not that different from another summertime favourite, fried zucchini blossoms. Here's how you make those dandelion flower fritters.
First and foremost, just make a little batter. I just sieve some flour, about a quarter cup of all-purpose flour, into a bowl, and then add a little pinch of salt and drop in an egg. And then I just whisk in about a half cup of lukewarm water. So it's a very simple little batter. Then I put on some sunflower oil or whatever, and I just dip the little dandelion flowers in a little batter, fry them until they're crisp, take them out, drain them on a bit of kitchen paper, and then toss them in a fine sugar, preferably flavoured with a vanilla pod, and that just tastes sweet, crispy and crunchy, basically.
That's Irish chef Darina Allen. She's the author of 30 Years at Ballymaloe. You can get more details on dandelion flower fritters on our Found Recipes page at npr.org.